Chapter 16, At the Base of the Clef. Never look at the trombones, you'll only encourage them. Richard Strauss. This clef is not a fish. This bass is not the fish that is spelled the same way, B-A-S-S. This kind of bass is pronounced bass and is used for low-pitched instruments. The bass clef used to be the letter F until monks and composers kept messing with it, making it fancier and fancier until we got what we have today, something that looks very little like an F. But it's still called the F clef because it shows us where the note F is on the staff. The bass clef tells us the fourth line is an F in two ways. The first way is the head of the clef, the round part at the top left of the clef. It's smack dab on the fourth line. In case that isn't enough, there are also two little dots, formerly the arms of the F. And those straddle the fourth line as if they're saying, "Hey, hey, hey you, this is an F." Here's the bulbous bass clef as it sits on the staff. Notice the fourth line? This is image one on the website. Okay, you know the drill. Now that you know the name of that one line, you can apply the musical alphabet to all the lines and spaces above and below it, like so. This is example two, showing all the note names on the bass clef staff. The lowest line is G. The topmost line is A. The lowestmost space is also A. And the topmost space is G. More mnemonics. Here are some more memory tricks to remember the bass clef lines and space names. First, the mnemonics for bass clef lines. Here are three examples. Great bassists draw full attention. That one was created by Sadik Tashkin Tash of Denizli, Turkey. Goofy babies do funny acts. And one of my favorites, great big dogs fight alligators. That one was created by Preston Epley of Wasilla, Alaska. Mnemonics for bass clef spaces. This is example four on the book's website. One of my favorites is a cat's eyes glow. This one was created by Aaron Downey of Big Lake, Alaska. The one that I learned was all cows eat grass. Another one is all cars eat gas. Make up your own. Take a couple minutes to make up your own mnemonic device for the bass clef lines and spaces. If you make your own and make it wacky, it'll be easier to remember. Moving on. Even if your instrument uses a different clef, it's still good to know the bass clef. Once you've got it memorized, you're ready for the next chapter in which you'll learn about the rhythm clef. Chapter 16, Study Guide. Number 1. What letter did the bass clef used to be? It used to be an F. Number 2. Which staff line goes between the two dots of the bass clef? The fourth line goes between those two dots. Number 3. Which line is the bass clef head on? That's also on the fourth line. Number 4. What letter name does the bass clef give to that fourth line? F. Number 5. On a scratch piece of paper, draw a dozen bass clefs. Don't forget the dots. As with the treble clefs, try it slow and perfect and fast and messy. Number 6. What are the names of the bass clef lines? From the bottom up, they are G, B, D, F, A. Number 7. What are the names of the bass clef spaces? Again, from the bottom up, they are A, C, E, G. Number 8. What is another name for the bass clef? It's also called the F clef. Number 9. What are your mnemonic devices to remember the bass clef lines and spaces? Hopefully you made some up, the wackier the better, but if not, be sure to choose one of the options that I showed you in this chapter. Practical use exercises. Again with the hand. Left hand this time, palm facing you. You're using the left hand because that's the bass hand when you play piano. Pretend your hand is the bass clef staff. Name the fingers and valleys between your fingers using bass clef note names. You can see an example of this in image 5 on this book's website. Number 2. On the music staff that you can print from the website or draw your own, write in the letter names for the lines and spaces of the bass clef staff. Name two high ledger lines and two low ones. Don't forget to name the spaces between the ledger lines.